Lord, take my words and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. A few days ago, I was outside Loxley Chase Care Home, just up the road from here, with a number of other church members, and we were there to sing carols to the residents. We had, of course, to stay outside the home. We had to stay apart from one another, and the care home staff ushered us round the back of the home where they had the main lounge, and they'd opened the main doors, the kind of French windows, so that the sound of the singing could percolate into the home and the residents could see us from the inside. And it was profoundly moving that we were able to sing, but also that we could see and hear the residents singing back to us. Now, the residents and staff of these care homes have been people under great threat at recent months and in great isolation. They've been in a kind of prison where they couldn't get out, and also nobody could come in. I mean, normally even in a prison you are allowed to have visitors. We couldn't do much together, but it was immensely precious that on that day we were able to sing together. Humans are singing animals. We certainly are animals, as the panic buying of everything from lettuce to loo roll in recent days has reminded us. But we love to sing, and not the least of the deprivations of COVID-19 is that we are prevented from singing inside church as a congregation. So I want to think with you this morning about why we sing and why we should sing. You see, in Luke's gospel, there is an awful lot of singing going on. The angels sang, "Glory to God in the highest heaven." The shepherds, having seen the infant Jesus, returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen. And did Mary, too, sing softly to the child she carried in her arms? I think she did. So there was a great deal of singing going on that first Christmas. But we mustn't then wrap up that Christmas in some kind of cotton wool Christmas card scenario, for there was also a great deal of heartache and danger that first Christmas too. Children did not lie in mangers in the first century any more than they do now. And of course, you'll know that when you talk to a mum or dad who's expecting a baby, they're busy getting cots ready and redecorating a bedroom. Mangers may sound cute, but they are containers for animal feed. They are no place to put a small child. And Jesus was only in the manger because there was no better place to put him. And the reminder, the reference to the Roman emperor holding the census, well, that's a reminder of the currents of power politics that were swirling around Jesus at the time of his birth. This was an empire of real power that could reach all the way from the city of Rome to far-flung provinces like Judea. It was an empire which had local stooges like King Herod, who would soon attempt to eliminate Jesus, fearing him as a rival ruler. This was the empire whose soldiers would, 30 years later, execute Jesus on the cross. Here is hardly the stuff to put a song in anybody's heart. And that brings us to this Christmas, Christmas 2020. What a year it has been. And this is a very different kind of Christmas to the one we would have celebrated last year. Some of you here today, or listening online, meant to be somewhere else entirely today. And you might well be wishing that you were with others to whom you cannot get. Life before COVID, well, it certainly was not all roses. But this Christmas, we are aware of how many simple things we now miss greatly. Those simple pleasures like a shared meal and human contact. This is a world of beauty and much plenty. But it is also a world of great fragility. It's easily broken, and my is it broken at the moment. It is a world in need of a saviour. They needed a saviour in first century Palestine, and we need a saviour now. It is one of the curses of modern men and women that we think ourselves self-sufficient, but it is only when we have a disruption like we're going through at the moment that the illusion of our self-sufficiency is exposed. We need a saviour. And the good news of Christmas is that in Christ we have one. For the child in the manger grows up to be the man on the cross, who three days later bursts from the tomb on Easter morning. I wonder if we could have that picture from Van Dyck. Here is a picture on the screen, a portrait by Van Dyck of the birth of Jesus. Jesus held tenderly in the arms of Mary, his mother. And although it's faint, you may be able to discern in the shadows on the left-hand side of the picture a wonderfully serene donkey who's looking over the shoulder of Mary down at the infant Christ. Now, the thing about this picture is it's as if the source of light in the picture is the baby. The light is, as it were, coming out of Jesus. This gives us the reason why we sing. We sing because though the night is dark, the light has come in Christ. And God is showing here his glory in highly unexpected ways. No one was looking for glory in a manger, but that's where it was. God alone can save us, but he can only save us by reaching down into our level, truly touching our world. Christ, who is both holy God and holy man, truly gets down to our level. We have comfort from Jesus because he knows us from the inside. He knows our temptations. He knows our bodily deprivations. He knows our pains, our griefs, our betrayals. We can pour out our hearts to him. We can trust him with our sorrow. God in Jesus is with us because he is human. But because he is divine, he will not leave us stuck in the messes which humanity so often finds itself in. Christ came to the crib, but he also goes to the cross. He comes to be with us, but also to die for us. This is the messy glory of Christmas night. On Christmas night, we are not discovering information about God. We are meeting with God. We are encountering God. And because of Christ's birth at Christmas, we do not walk alone in our world. Because of Christ's birth, therefore, we must sing. For this is very good news. It feels like winter now, but it is often cold even when the spring is coming. For spring comes slowly, but the great thing is that the corner has been turned. And the incarnation says that the seeds are beginning to sprout, the buds beginning to swell, and so we have hope. And we are invited, therefore, to live as those who are joining in the springtime of the world and not depressed by endless winter. We can work for spring now, for it is coming. Let me finish with a different song. Glory, glory, Man United. That's how the fans of the team whom one of my household supports sing. And I need to stress to you that I bear absolutely no responsibility for my offspring's affiliation. It's striking, it shows just the weakness of parental influence, I think, in fact. It's striking the way football fans like to base their chants on Christian hymns. Think of "We'll Support You Evermore," which comes from the hymn, "Guide Me, O Thou Great Redeemer." And I'm sure I've heard the tune of "Lord of the Dance" floating across football stadia from time to time. Now, I don't object to football fans recycling Christian songs, but this is a reminder that the original reason to sing reaches back beyond human pleasure to the source of all creation. Like the people in Loxley Chase Nursing Home, our present reality is mixed. There are good things and there is much heartache. But we have a Saviour born to us this Christmas Day, and therefore we have reason to rejoice. We are witnesses to the glory of Christ, come as a child. Like the shepherds, we should go home from here, praising God. And though we can't sing together as a congregation today, we can join in from the heart with the songs sung for us. We can thereby reflect back to God the glory that we witness in the manger. And as we do, we will know our hearts renewed by the hope Jesus brings. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. Amen.